I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, November 24th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And look, I hope you have a good morning. I hope it goes on to be a great Monday for you, but I'm sure you woke up this morning not in a great mood. Man, oh man. What a terrible loss. And, you know, this will not be a positive podcast, to be clear. Like, there are some real issues we have to talk about. I want to share with you what Nick Sirianni had to say, what Jalen Hurts had to say, talk about the absurd amount of penalties, talk about why they lost this game. But if you want to hear one positive thing off the jump, I will say, when you see the Eagles lose a game like that, when they're up 21-0, it really highlights how very rarely they lose that type of game. Very rarely do they shoot themselves in the foot enough to actually lose. Very rarely are they the team that makes the plays to lose games and the other team is the team that makes plays to win them. And it's especially true with the quarterback. I mean, Jalen Hurts very rarely makes the plays to lose games. And in big games, Dak doesn't often make them to win them, but that's exactly what happened in this game. Dak made big plays. The Eagles made dumb plays. And I think that's part of being so shell-shocked is We're not used to seeing that. Fans aren't used to seeing it. The media is not used to seeing it. The league is frankly not used to seeing the Eagles lose a game that type of way. But one thing I have had stuck in my head since that game ended, and you know, it's one of those things where it's not some deep cut stat. It's not, you know, from True Media or Pro Football Focus, but it's just a stat I can't get out of my head. The past seven games, the Eagles are 4-3. Not 6-1, not 5-2, not 7-0, not 1-7, not 2-5. We're used to extremes with this team, right? We're used to winning all the time or collapsing. 4-3 is just blah, right? And I think that's one of the concerning things when you look at it that way, is over seven games, they're not playing great football. And we started the last pod, post-game pod, or I guess day after daily pod and pods last week. Like, I still think they have a good chance to go to the Super Bowl. The Rams obviously looked awesome on Sunday night. I get it. And the way you feel right now, it doesn't feel that way, but they still have a good chance. The NFC is not that great. The Lions aren't that great. The Packers aren't that great. Baker Mayfield might be hurt. Like, it's the Rams, and that's kind of it, right? Like, I still think they'd beat Seattle. But 4-3 over seven games, like, where's the Eagles team we're used to seeing that wins all the time? So it's very alarming to me that they are 4-7. But of course, that happens because of their loss, their staggering loss to the Dallas Cowboys. So let's get into it. Let's talk about the loss. So they lose 24-21. Let us start with, actually, what is on the schedule to get your Monday going, right? A little bit of normalcy in tough times is always good. So on the schedule for today, Nick Sirianni speaks to the media, and I think it'll be around 3:15. We'll see if it's moved with the short week. Man, he's going to have a lot to answer to because people are not happy. They took the foot off the gas, the mismanagement to let the game get there, the sloppy play from his team. There's a lot that Nick is going to have to answer to. So Nick will speak at 3:15. As always, we'll have what he has to say for you on the other side, on the daily pod. So on the daily pod tomorrow. So we'll have all that there. If you want to listen to it, it should be on the Odyssey app on the afternoon show, or follow along on social, but we'll have everything that Nick has to say to you, on tomorrow's pod. The injury report, because it's important to talk about this. They come out of this game pretty banged up. So Adoree Jackson leaves the game with a concussion. He's in the concussion protocol. Find it very unlikely he plays on Friday. You never know. Cam got a concussion last week and he played on Sunday. That's a longer week, obviously. I would find it unlikely Adoree plays. And that's a concern because Cooper DeJean did not look good on the outside. And Michael Carter wasn't great when he was in there. So Adoree Jackson likely out, I would guess, for Friday's game because of the concussion. Andrew Makuba had a boot on his right foot, had crutches after the game, and had to take a cart to the bus. So that's not good. He gets hurt on that final play where George Pickens has that long deep catch. You could see him when he gets up, he kind of grabs like the midpoint of his between his knee and his ankle, also known as the shin. So I would think that's going to be a high ankle sprain, just guessing. But I would guess he's not playing on Friday. I don't think you're in a boot on Sunday and play on Friday. So they're likely going to be without Makuba. Xavier Gibson leaves the game with a shoulder injury. He's carted out. I know right now people are saying good, right? Because he had that horrendous decision to field the punt inside the five, but he has been good overall. That was a bad play by him, but he has been good overall. So they'll be without their kick returner. Reed Blankenship leaves the game with that thigh injury. He didn't return. Possible they're without both of their starting safeties against the Bears on Friday. I would think Reed would have a chance to play. He had his helmet on. He was running up and down the field on the sideline trying to get in, but you never know. With muscle injuries, the next day he could wake up and it could be no good. So potentially without both of their starting safeties, one of their starting corners, their kick returner, and then Moro Jomo left the game and came back. So hopefully that's nothing. But again, when players are injured on Sunday, they often feel very different on Monday. So we'll find out. So you add in the fact that Lane didn't play. Obviously, Fred Johnson didn't have a good game. This is a banged up team heading into that Chicago game. So we'll hopefully find out more later today about the status of these players. Obviously, they'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, because they play on Friday. So we'll get answers soon. But they are a pretty banged up team heading into this game. the book drive. One positive thing in a day of negativity in terms of how the team is playing. But thank you to everybody. We are now over $13,000 in donation. Absolutely absurd. We had someone come to Treehouse Books and drop off a large donation of books, which is also awesome. So thank you to everybody that's made a donation. Even when they lose, you can do it. You know, maybe get some good out of this. So Treehouse Books, been working with them for years. You guys have been so generous with your donations. It's done so much good for them. The description and the link is in the podcast. You can go, you can make a donation, you could win a Zach Bond signed football or get a sick shirt by Dewani Soraya. So thank you so much, everybody that's donated, and hopefully we can get to, you know, even more money despite the fact the team is not playing well.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so let's get into it. And it was an ugly game, and it's so crazy because they go up 21-0. And, you know, I'm tweeting the Jalen Hurts gif of, is that what you wanted to see? I'm saying Nick and Jalen always have this team respond to adversity well. But when it was 21-0, I was so sure they were going to win that game. And they didn't. And it's because of self-inflicted wounds. But outside of that, I mean, Saquon Barkley, 10 carries for 22 yards, 2.2 yards per carry. He said after the game, paraphrasing here, but essentially he's not really been part of the season. And he's right. Outside of that long run against the Giants, it's been a really, really bad year, and that's a major flaw. They can't run the ball. So only 2.2 yards per carry for Saquon. Jalen Hurts, 39 passing attempts. That's not what you want, especially when you go up 21-0. Like, when you go up 21-0, you would think at that point he would end with 20 attempts, 18 attempts, something like that. Like, you should be able to run the ball, but they can't. So Jalen has to throw it. They go 5 of 12 on third down. And then on the defense, obviously they start out well, but then Dallas gets things going. Dak ends up with 354 yards passing. Javonte Williams, almost 100 yards. He gets 87 yards on 20 carries. 146 yards for George Pickens. Boy, oh boy, he lit that secondary up. And then they don't win the turnover battle. They end up 2 for 2. So ugly stats. But I think two main themes coming out of this game are what happened to the offense after being up 21-0, and did they take their foot off the gas? When they went up 20-0, did they get conservative? Did they change the play calling style? And did they basically just sit and say, we got enough points, we'll be able to win this? Well, Nick was asked about that after the game, and here is what Nick had to say.
You don't feel like offensively it's like you put off the gas a little bit because it's coming up?
I didn't think so. You know, as you look at it, you know, I don't know exactly what the run pass ratio was there in the second half. You guys could probably be able to tell me that a little bit better. You know, obviously we're always trying to be a balanced attack. So I just think, again, we'll have to look at ourselves and look at the schemes, and then we're going to have to look at the execution and see what the issues were. We just weren't very efficient as an offense in that second half. I didn't really feel that we took our...
So here's what I would say. I don't think they took their foot off the gas. I doubt that they just sat there and said, all right, let's stop calling the good plays because we have so many points. I do think they probably, to an extent, and maybe this is taking their foot off the gas, but I think when you're up 21-0, obviously there is a period of the game where you start to manage it a little differently. But... I mean, it was, you know, it was 21-14 at the start of the fourth quarter. Maybe by that point it was too late, but it wasn't like, you know, I think there was a stretch where they could have managed it a little differently. And sorry, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I think when you're up 21-0, there is logic in saying, okay, like we got points, maybe let's try to chill a little bit. But the issue is they kept shooting themselves in the foot. And so it's also hard for me to say they weren't trying to score because they had chances that were taken away because of penalty. So I don't think they just said, let's go in a conservative shell and stop trying. But I also think there's a little logic in taking your foot off the gas a little bit. The issue is whenever they had big chances, they blew it with penalties, which we're going to talk about right now. So Nick Sirianni was asked about the penalties, and here's what he had to say.
You don't feel like offensively you took your foot off the gas a little bit because it's coming up?
I didn't think so. You know, as you look at it, you know, I don't know exactly what the run pass ratio was there in the second half. You guys could probably be able to tell me that a little bit better. You know, obviously we're always trying to be a balanced attack. So I just think, again, we'll have to look at ourselves and look at the schemes, and then we're going to have to look at the execution and see what the issues were. We just weren't very efficient as an offense in that second half. I didn't really feel that we took our...
So he says they're on him, and kind of like I was just doing there, talking out both sides of my mouth, like, and that'll be a theme, I think, this week, is it's not just one thing, and that's the scary thing. Like, it's a bit of everything. So he's right. The penalties are on him. They're a sloppy football team right now, and that has to fall on him. Just like I thought the Phillies being a sloppy team fell on Rob Thompson. Now, the Phillies didn't fire Rob Thompson, but I think he holds blame for that. I think Nick holds blame for the penalties. Ultimately, his job is to put on the field a clean football team. He is handed a roster, and it's his job to make the most out of it. Now, I do think the players are not playing well, and I do think the players this year might not be as good as we think they are, but the penalties are inexcusable. And let's just go through it because, man, it's just such a common theme. And I talked about this coming into the game. They were third most team in the league with negative plays, whether that's a penalty, a run for a loss, a sack. They're constantly putting themselves behind the stick. So first drive, no penalties, boom, right down the field for a touchdown. Good to go. No penalties, clean, boom. Second drive, first play of the game, Saquon, one yard loss. So now you're in second and 11. Second play, Fred Johnson, 5-yard penalty. Now you're in second and 16. Third play, they don't really get much. They punt the ball on fourth down. Now they luck out because Dallas roughs the kicker. No penalties the rest of the drive. They go and score a touchdown. So if you want to look at that as three different drives in a way, because they did punt the ball away. On two of the first three drives, again, calling the second drive kind of two drives, they had no penalties, touchdown. What, that drive in the middle, a penalty, they punt the ball. Like, it's that clear, and it was inconsistent. It was consistent throughout the game. The third drive, Dallas fumbles the ball. They're up 14-0. Everything's looking great. Boom, penalty on Steen on first play. They put themselves into third and 12. You're not going to convert that most times. Now, they get lucky because Devontae makes an unbelievable catch down the sideline. They go up 21-0, but they put themselves again in a third and long situation. You're just not going to convert that many times. So they go up 21-0, a little bit of luck in the roughing the kicker and the Devontae catch, but they're still up 21-0 with only one like killer penalty there. So things are looking good. They're moving the ball. Jalen looks great. Everyone's feeling good. The defense is dominating. And then it falls apart. So the fourth drive, they're at 3rd and 2, manageable penalty on Juergens for a false start. 3rd and 7, they don't get it, they punt. So a penalty kills them there. 5th drive, end of half. Now, let's talk about the end of half. So Nick said after the game that he has studied 15 years of this scenario, and he's not going to say exactly what his yardage is, but he's confident after that study that he did the right thing. And frankly, I'm okay with it. Maybe I should be worked up about it. It feels like a lot of the fans and the media are, and maybe I should be, but I don't know, man. 17 seconds, do you really want to risk a potential bad play there? You get the ball at the half. You're up 21-7 at that point. I didn't hate it. And if he has 15 years of studies saying that teams just often don't do it there, now I know you can point and go, well, that's not 15 years of the Eagles and it's not this roster. I get it. I was mostly okay with it. So I'm not as worked up about that as other people. So they get the ball to start the third quarter. Good first play. They get an 8-yard gain. I think it was to Calcaterra. 2nd and 2. So you're just like, all right, here we go. Penalty, 2nd and 7. Then it's 3rd and 7. 3rd and long. Once again, they don't get it. So a drive killed by a penalty again, making a 2nd and short into a 2nd and long, which makes a 3rd and long. They punt. 7th drive. I thought this was a more interesting decision. They have no penalties on the drive, but then it's 4th and 5 from their own 48. I might have gone for that there. Like, and Nick wants to be the aggressive guy. I like when Nick's aggressive. I was a little surprised there wasn't more, you know, like shout for going for that. I would have gone for it. He didn't. I didn't like that decision. So they punt the ball away, right? Dallas scores. 8th drive, the first play, right? Now there's pressure, right? Like it's 21-14. They got to get this thing going. First play, 1-yard gain by Saquon. Then the next play, 2-yard gain by Saquon. So like they got away from the run, which I know is not a thing here. They came out in the 8th drive trying to run the ball into, I would guess in theory, kill clock. Maybe that's a little bit of taking your foot off the gas, but it puts them in 3rd and 7. They don't get it. Again, can't run the ball. It kills them, kills them, kills them. Last year, they were able to run the ball. They were able to kill clock. They just can't do it. So 3rd and 7, they don't get it. They punt. The 9th drive, they get a completion to make it 7 and 2. Good start to the drive. 2nd and short. Here we go. Pass interference on Goddard negates it. So instead of 2nd and 2, 1st and 20, they end up kicking a really long field goal. Don't get it. Next drive, Dallas ties it up. So again, look at some of the themes here. First down, putting themselves in bad situation. Penalties, putting them behind the sticks. Penalties, taking away big plays that then are like 30-yard penalties because it takes away the gain and it kicks you back. So terrible, like just terrible self-inflicted wounds. The 10th drive, 2nd and 7, right? Dallas just ties it up. Pass to Devontae gets them at the Dallas 12. They're cooking. They're feeling good. They're like, okay, we'll, you know, we're at the very least, we'll take a 24-21 lead. And with how bad Dallas's red zone defense is, there's a legit chance they score a touchdown here. The play gets negated. The pass to Devontae is negated. So instead of 1st and 10 at the 12, so you get a chance for another set of downs there, it's 2nd and 17 at the 38. The next play, Barkley fumbles it. And if that's not the whole season offensively in like a nutshell, I don't know what it is. Big play, penalty negates it, sloppy turnover. Now, the turnovers haven't been as much of a problem, but a sloppy play. And that was kind of it. You know, they had so many chances there. Look at that. You go up 21-0. 4th drive, penalty. 6th drive, penalty. 8th drive, 3rd and long. 9th drive, penalty. 10th drive, penalty. And then on the 11th drive, Jalen gets sacked on 3rd and 2 for a 13-yard loss, which really kills you too, because in theory on 4th and 2, you at least could have considered going for it. Maybe you could tush-push twice, but he gets sacked. And that's it. Like, the defense obviously clearly doesn't deserve much praise after that, but they at least only allowed 24 points. They kept 0 points off of turnovers. Like, not good. And now the tough thing is they go into a short week needing to fix a lot of things. And if you remember earlier in the season, they lost to Denver, similar things with penalties, first downs killing them, and then they go to New York and lose. So Nick was asked about the short week, and here's what he had to say.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or dsw.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A similar situation earlier in the year where the loss and then a short week. What did you learn from that that you can apply?
Yeah, I didn't think that the loss that we had to Denver was an indicator of what happened in the Giants game. Listen, we just didn't coach or play well enough in either of those games, and they got us. So, again, it's about being able to fix the things. So the things that we made mistakes on tonight, coaching and playing, doesn't repeat itself. And so it's finding that time to be able to do that, and getting up and going back to work, even though you got a bad taste in your mouth. And we're going to have a shitty plane ride home. So it's just about fixing the issues in a short week while you're also trying to prepare for the next team. And so we got to do a good job of that.
So I know he doesn't see a correlation, but man, it's going to be tough to fix everything that they have to fix in these few days. It's a lot of stuff, right? So they're not gonna be able to be on the practice field much. You got Thanksgiving in between this. Players are gonna be distracted. Players are gonna wanna be with their families. Nick's gonna have to balance giving them time off to be with their families versus being in the NovaCare. It's not gonna be a fun week there. No one's gonna wanna be at the NovaCare on Thanksgiving the day before and then on Thanksgiving, but they're gonna have to be. And it's not gonna be fun meetings. So it's gonna be an ugly week down there. And it's all on them. Like, again, the defense, I get it, but just listen to all those plays, like just taking things away, making plays, mistakes. It's a sloppy football team and they really, really need to get better at it. And my worry is that the vibes on the team are once again, not feeling great. And so we're going to talk about that on the other side. But first a word from our sponsors.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights, from backyard jams to sold-out arenas. There's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
So Jalen Hurts also spoke to the media. A.J. Brown spoke to the media too. I'll give him credit for talking. I think initially maybe he wasn't going to, but then he did, and credit to him for that. And I thought he was fine. Where, he said execution needs to be better. He was relatively lighthearted. which I think people will say, well, he got his numbers, and I get that, but also it's better than him, you know, being in a bad mood, because I think that has a negative impact too. But I thought the locker room in general was interesting. Now, I missed the first 10 minutes because I was doing the post-game pod, but not a lot of offensive guys around. And Jalen, I thought this quote was interesting. So Jalen was asked about the emotion after a penalty that takes away a big play. Like we talked about, the completion of Devontae, penalty takes it away. 8-yard gain, penalty takes it away. And what that does to the team. So here's Jalen talking about that.
A few of them brought back really productive plays. Yeah. Like how do you think the guys respond, or is that a deflating type of feeling? Just take back a real positive play.
I think it's human nature to respond and be, you know, it's human nature to be defeated, you know, when something negative happens in the game. But as a competitor, it's about how you respond. And so it's no different kind of in the situation we are now. So it's about how you respond to it. So it's an opportunity for us to come together, eliminate the things that don't matter, and focus on the things that we can control and go out there and play together and build forward.
I thought it was interesting. Like, human nature is to be defeated. Competitors have to respond, right? I do think there is a sense of this team sometimes of feeling defeated. And what's interesting is I think it also comes out of the building, right? Like, it's crazy when you think about it. The Eagles are now 8-3. They won the Super Bowl last year. They are a Super Bowl favorite. And every time they lose, which has been three times, and three times in the last seven games, to be fair, it feels like the world is ending. And it's not just the fans and the media. And it's not as bad in the locker room, but it just feels like when they lose, the players themselves have a feeling of, yeah, I mean, we've been making mistakes all the times. And that's the 2023 part about it. The feeling defeated. The feeling of whenever they lose, it's like, well, yeah, of course, this has been coming for a while. Versus when they win, there's still questions. So I thought that was interesting. I also found this quote from Jalen interesting. So Jalen was asked about finding offensive consistency and if he's surprised, I think was the phrasing, that they're still here and aren't offensively consistent. And here's what he had to say.
Are you surprised as an offensive at this point that you haven't found consistency week in, week out?
No. We've been here before. We'll figure it out.
So to say no, that he's surprised, is a little interesting. And then to say that they've been here before. And I tried to follow up with him and ask, what does he mean by that? And he didn't really give like a specific answer. Now, maybe he means they've lost games before, because they have, and they've rebounded from them. But like, they've been here before. The most similar situation to where they are right now is 2023. In 2022, they got better as the season went on. In 2024, they got better as the season went on. In 2023, they did not. They got worse. And it feels like they're getting worse on offense. They're getting better on defense. They're getting worse on offense. And the concern for me is I really put a lot of stock into the fact that the bye week could help them, that the bye week could be a chance for them to look at the mistakes and find answers. They come out against Green Bay. They don't look good, right? What'd they score? 10 points in that game? Not good enough. Then the next week, they go to Detroit. They don't look good there either. And what did they score in there? Why am I blanking how many points? Was it 16 points? They don't score a lot of points in that game, right? And so coming out of the bye week, the hope was that they would be able to come out and look good. So they score 10 against the Packers, 16 against the Lions. So 26 points in their first two games. Then they come out here, and a lot of it is, well, you're going to have to be good in this game because there's no weather, right? And the weather took so much of the blame off of the team for how they played poorly. And when they went up 21-0, you felt good about it. But now, really, for three of the four quarters, say, the offense was abysmal. For arguably four of four quarters against the Packers, the offense was abysmal. For arguably four out of four quarters against the Lions, offense wasn't great. They certainly weren't special. They maybe weren't abysmal, but they weren't great. So 11 of the 12 quarters since they've come back from the bye have been bad. Like, where are the answers? Where are the wrinkles in the running game? Where are like really any changes? The offense looks exactly how it has all this all season. And that's why when he says we've been here before, yeah, but like 2023, you guys didn't turn it around. And frankly, in 2024, the team got better as it went on because the defense got better. The running game stayed the same, like was obviously great as the year went on. But the passing game never really improved. It was awesome in the Super Bowl. Maybe they feel they were able to add some things, but I wouldn't say the passing game improved. So this idea that they're going to, like, maybe, like, we've been here before and we can do it again. And I think they probably still will go to the Super Bowl. I'm more concerned about the Rams than I used to be completely honest, because the Eagles make so many mistakes and the Rams don't make mistakes. But this idea that, like, they can turn it around, I don't know where that's coming from. I think it's good that Jalen thinks they can and, like, they should believe in themselves, but I don't get the sense that, like, they have something to lean on here in terms of being better. And the sense I get from the players after games is never one of, like, of feeling upbeat. Like, after they lose, they're pretty devastated. The last thing I'll say, and someone texted me this, just like a friend, and I won't say who because I don't know if they want me to make a big deal out of it. But, like, one thing you heard in the locker room after the game a lot was, you know, we got looks we weren't expecting, like the five-man look from the Cowboys. And I could get down with that for a while. Like, I think I had a pretty high tolerance for saying, okay, they're getting looks they're not expecting. They're getting looks they're not expecting. But now that they've played, what have they played? 11 games? 12 games? No, they played 11 games in 12 weeks. Isn't it a little interesting that they have not once come out and said something like, hey, we got the look we expected and we dominated it? Or, yeah, you know, like, yeah, or, yeah, right? We got the look we expected. You never hear them say that. It is always, it's a look we'd never seen on tape before. And I can get down with the idea that they're defending Super Bowl champions and people play them differently. But also, every team shows wrinkles in a game. For, like, no team just does exactly what they do on tape every week. The Eagles are not so offensively talented that they're facing this challenge on offense that no team's ever had to deal with before. So for the beginning of the season, where they're still getting used to how people are playing them and, like, gelling and all that, I could accept it. And then when the players kept telling me that they're getting unscouted looks and then they themselves are struggling against it, I could get down with that. But, man, at what point do we expect this team to come into a game and be prepared and, like, not have all these penalties and to see defensive looks from the offense that they're prepared for? So I can accept to an extent, but let's not act like the Eagles have some unbelievably talented offense that is revolutionizing the game and changing how defenses play them. I think the coaching staff on offense is not doing a good enough job getting them prepared, and the players are making a ton of mistakes. And as a result, the offense looks bad. So, man, not a pretty game. And, you know, I was texting with another friend after the game and saying it's crazy how the pendulum swings with this team. When they lose, it feels like they've been frauds the whole time. And when they win, which they do more than they lose, it is, yeah, they win all the time. Of course, they're going to win. So the pendulum is swinging in the way. No one wants it to swing in Thanksgiving week. We're still going to have daily pods for you. Of course, we're going to have pods for you. Like, it's going to be a week of content leading into this Bears game because, man, we got to get things going. It's a short week. So go out, try to enjoy your Monday. I will talk to you tomorrow. It's going to be okay, I think. Well, I know it'll be okay because we'll go through whatever happens together. And boy, oh boy, are we lucky to have each other. And boy, oh boy, am I thankful to have you on a week that is about thanks. So go out, enjoy your Monday. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.